Hello everyone, my name is Ail Sagi, welcome to my podcast. This podcast is also a video cast set to a sunset backdrop I filmed from the view of my home office. I haven't yet assigned a definitive name to my podcast, nor have I determined the exact structure, but feel free to check in at ail.com, A-Y-A-L-L.com, for further casts and news. This podcast is a shout out to another podcast I've recently discovered. The podcast The Truth is a very cool audio drama. Their slogan is, "We make short films without pictures." I discovered The Truth through the radio program This American Life, broadcasted on NPR. The Truth is a modern day radio drama, and in a time where TV dominates, it felt rather refreshing to bask in the nostalgia of this old fashioned type of entertainment, which brought historical epics such as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. I'll be sharing three segments from The Truth podcast with you today. The first, titled Moon Graffiti, is the acting out of a what-if scenario. It is described as what may have happened if the Apollo 11 mission ended in tragedy. The reason I like this story is because if this scenario occurred, there would not have been video feed, though there may have still been audio feed, which makes an audio drama a good fit. I also enjoyed remembering that this mission was successful, and though there were many unknowns and risks, these men, which include fellow Purdue alum Neil Armstrong, were willing to do whatever it took for science and progress. Enjoy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, know that there is no hope for their recovery. But they also know that there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice.
Those words were the first few lines of a real speech. It was written for Richard Nixon in 1969 by William Safire, and it's titled, In the Event of Moon Disaster.
Houston, we rig in Aguirre. Go for PDI. Over.
July 20th, 1969.
You're looking great to us, Eagle.
Program alarm. 1202. Give us a reading on the 1202 program alarm.
Roger, 1202. We copy it.
What's a 1202?
I don't know.
Roger, we got you. We're going at alarm.
Roger, understand. Go for landing.
400 feet down at 9.
Forward. It's looking pretty rocky down there. Switch to manual.
We're pegged on horizontal velocity, 300 feet down, 3.5.
And Eagle Houston, we got data dropouts. You're still looking good.
200 feet, 4.5 down, 5.5 down, 160, 160.
Program alarm.
1201.
We're go, same type, we're go.
9 forward, that's good. 120 feet, 100 feet.
There's craters everywhere.
Looks like we're getting low on fuel, Neil.
30 seconds.
Okay, lights on, down 2.5.
I'm gonna keep on going.
Forward, kicking up some dust.
Still can't see,
the
ground.
Tap it. We're gonna tap it light.
I'm gonna keep
forward.
What did you?
Buzz, you okay?
Yeah. You okay?
I'm fine. Houston, this is Eagle. Do you copy?
We horizontal? What's our orientation?
Appears that we are horizontal.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Houston, this is Eagle. Do you copy?
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I can't tell if we're transmitting or not.
What about Mike? Try him.
Columbia, this is Eagle. Do you copy?
That's not my computer's just reading gibberish.
Are you there, Mike? Buzz, can you give me a fuel reading?
An ascent 1 fuel and oxidizers are reading 0 PSI. And wait, now it's 8 PSI, now it's 4. It's going all over the place, Neil. Air pressure's dropping rapidly.
Do we have a meter reading on that?
Looks like 7 or 8 minutes till there's no air left in this thing.
Okay, verify LM suit, circuit 36 to 43.
That's verifying.
Let's get these helmets on.
Can you hear me okay, Buck? A little weak, Neil. Yep, we got antennas down and not really good, is it? Okay. Nose is up. We'll put my antenna up.
Okay, how do you read now?
Okay. You read me all right?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Getting anything from them now?
Houston, this is Eagle. Do you copy? Still nothing.
Felt like we hit a crater and just spun around.
Yeah, it was a really rough crater.
When in doubt, land long, huh?
I was busy worrying about those program alarms.
Right. The hell's a 1202, right?
They said we were a go, then that was fine.
Roger.
How's the cabin pressure?
That looks like we're clear.
You go first, Buzz.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're in a better position at this point.
All right. The frame's intact. Okay. Latch is open.
Okay. Here, Buzz, take my camera.
Good thinking.
I want to make sure we get pictures of the crash.
I'm out. Okay. This is... On my right side, it looks like we're, we look like we're perched right up on the edge of a crater. Looks to me about 110, 120 feet in diameter. Here, come on. Grab my hair.
Okay,
there you go. What a sight. It's just magnificent desolation.
Hard to know where to go.
Yeah, it looks like the ladder's gone.
Probably just slide down the side.
Roger. Step off the LM now.
Okay. All right, Buzz, just watch yourself. I'm going to come down.
Hey, Neil.
What?
We're on the moon.
Surface appears to be very fine grained.
Just like a fine powdered sandy thin. I can pick it up loosely with my toe.
It's actually no trouble to walk around.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Neil, look at this. Do you notice what the dust is doing? When I kick the dust, look at that. It's like a ripple. It just radiates out there. Look at that. It does exactly what my foot does. It's incredible.
All right, let's assess the damage on the lander.
Roger. It looks like we kicked up a lot of dust coming in. There's some scorching on what looks like hard rock.
The ejecta kept us from rolling into that crater.
I'm going to take a photo of this. I count three legs of the Eagle missing.
Radar and S-bands are both heavily damaged.
I don't even see the VHF.
Ascent stage looks intact.
Yeah, but there's no way to launch properly in this position.
We'd crash into those boulders.
Yeah, or worse. I'm gonna move a little slower here. Just watch me so I don't slip on the... Neil? You gotta see this.
What?
Good Lord. The fuel cell.
Exhausted our fuel supply.
Exhausted's one word for it.
Guess we're grounded.
We've still got 2 hours of air left.
Let's initiate the geological survey.
Great idea, Neil.
It's part of the mission, Buzz.
I suggest we get the radio working.
The radio's dead, Buzz.
And we could describe the crash,
Buzz,
and tell them what happened and say goodbye.
The radio's dead.
We just have one final goodbye to the wife and kids. That's all I want to do right
you
now.
Saw how scorched the casing
is. God, yes, okay.
You know, we have the flag, Buzz. We should plant that.
Sure. I'll help you plant the flag. Yeah, this is a good spot.
See if I can just keep turning it in there a little more.
There's not much give there.
Yeah, it's
just
not
staying. You know
what,
it keeps coming... Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is I can't. It's so solid.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, there's a little telescoping rod that comes out at the top here to hold the flag out. Doesn't go all the way out. Look at that. It sort of droops at the end of there.
Looks good from here.
It's certainly something I would salute. Okay. There it goes. Pick that up there. You ready? I can see my reflection in your visor. Here we go. Sort of capture the spirit of the American astronaut. Stuck on the moon, 2 hours to live. He gives a big thumbs up. I hope this film can last a long time. I don't think it's going to be developed anytime soon.
Now, Apollo 12 is going to go up?
Yeah, after this I'd be surprised if there's any space program at all.
I bet by the year 2000 they'll have a base up here.
Maybe they'll build some memorial up here for us.
That reminds me.
Oh, right, I forgot
we had the memorial.
Yeah, here it is. Here lies a memorial to Ed White, Gus Grissom, and Roger Chaffee.
Yeah, Ed was... he was my neighbor.
Yeah, Ed was a good guy.
Yeah, he was.
Here, I got a couple of medallions here. For, those cosmonauts. Yuri Gagarin, here you go. Here's your spot on the moon. Vladimir Komarov, you now have a place on the moon.
Rest in peace.
How many people do you think they'll bury up here by the time they're through?
However many it is, it's a drop in the bucket when you consider the entirety of mankind.
Think we should walk back to the LM? They'll find our bodies more easily.
Well, our footprints will be here for the next 10 million years, so I think they'll find us.
Yeah. It's a shame to just leave footprints behind. Why should our legacy just be footprints? Let's write something. Let's write something in the dust here. You know, it's like I recently helped my friend pour some concrete into his backyard for a porch. And we had his kids write a little message there. It's going to be there forever. What do you think we should leave? What's the message?
I don't know, Buzz. I mean, look around. The scorched rock. The LM's all over the place. We'll be here. The crash site speaks for itself. There's nothing more I can say about it.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling kind of winded anyway, so...
You know, I've crashed so many times. Yeah, I've always managed to squeak by, but... when I graduated from flight school at 220 feet, 13 forward, and 11 forward, and it was 5.5 down, 9 forward, 20 feet. That's good right there. 120 feet, 100 down, 3.5 down, 9 forward, 5 down.
Buzz! Huh? Buzz!
What?
Snap out of it!
What? I'm fine. I better lay down here.
Yeah, good idea. Sit down.
It's really, really pretty up here. You think God will find us on the moon?
Yeah, I think God will find you.
You ever wonder why we're here? What we're doing up here?
With the space program?
Yeah, like... what are we doing up here? What does this all mean?
That's not for us to decide.
Yeah, you're right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, know that there is no hope for their recovery. But they also know that there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice. These two men are laying down their lives in mankind's most noble goal, the search for truth and understanding. They will be mourned by their families and friends. They will be mourned by their nation. They will be mourned by the people of the world. They will be mourned by a Mother Earth that dared send two of her sons into the unknown. In their exploration, they stirred the people of the world to feel as one. In their sacrifice, they bind more tightly the brotherhood of man. In ancient days, men looked at stars and saw their heroes in the constellations. In modern times, we do much the same, but our heroes are epic men of flesh and blood. Others will follow and surely find their way home. Man's search will not be denied, but these men were the first, and they will remain the foremost in our hearts. For every human being who looks up at the moon in the nights to come will know that there is some corner of another world that is forever mankind.
The second segment I'd like to share with you, titled Tape Delay, is based off of a recorded phone conversation between a couple. I heard this originally air on This American Life, and though I wasn't aware it was fictional until the end of the segment, I found the audio cutting and story progression mesmerizing. Being primarily based on a phone conversation, I found this to be another great fit for an audio drama. Here it is.
It was our first date. We had never met.
Hey, get you anything?
Me?
Yeah.
We'd emailed, but we hadn't even spoken.
Well, I should wait.
And I was waiting for her. Waiting and waiting and waiting. Hello?
Hi, Ben, it's Erica calling.
Hey, Erica, how are you?
Hi, I'm so sorry. I'm running a little bit late.
Okay, that's okay. That's totally okay. I'm here.
Tulip's been sick lately, so I finally took her to the vet.
She okay?
She is.
Good.
Thank you.
Do you know how long you're going to be?
I just got out of the subway and I'm walking down the street.
All right.
So very soon.
Great. Do you want me to order you a drink so it's ready for when you get here?
Sure.
What do you want? You know what? My reception's really bad. I don't think I'm hearing right. Let me just run outside real quick. All right. That is better. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
You know what, Erica? I think I see you. Do you see me? I'm right outside the bar. I'm waving.
Yes, I see you.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Are you all right?
Yeah, I am okay.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to say that. That was really unnecessary.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what I said, but I'm sorry.
You know, I was really actually looking forward to this.
What do you mean you were looking forward to this? What are you doing?
Forget it.
You're walking the wrong way. Are you still there? Erica, are you joking? What is going on? Erica! I mean, I was really confused and...
Hello, are you on the phone still? What the hell?
I couldn't tell if she was still on or if she hung up, and I'm looking at my phone and I see that I had recently downloaded this app that records phone calls. And I looked at it and was like, I gotta listen to that recording.
Hello.
Hi, Ben, it's Erica calling.
It started out the same exact way as I had just recalled it. Then it starts to sound like not me. Same words that I believe I had just said, but when I listened to the tape, it sounded like not me,
that is better.
But this jerk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know what, Erica? I think I see you. You see me? I'm right outside the bar.
I'm
waving.
Yes, I see you. I see you.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know who that was. That wasn't me. I'm not that person.
You know, I was really actually looking forward to this.
What do you mean you're looking forward to this? What are you doing?
Forget it.
I'm glad she hung up, because, God, what would I have said next? I wanted to, like, run after her and find her and apologize, but I was like, I should never say another word as long as I live. You tell me right now, do I sound rude to you? Does that sound rude when I say, do I sound rude?
Honey, you sound confused.
I am confused.
Like, honey, just call her. Call her and try
no,
again.
It's just not like I can pick up the phone and call her unless I know what the
please,
hell I'm doing
honey,
wrong.
It's probably just a misunderstanding.
Well, could you listen to the tape and tell me if
oh,
I sound...
Damn. I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because that's not my... Stop that. You stop that right... Get down. Get off that. You...
It's just one phone call, Mom. It's really short.
I am not listening to your discussion
why not?
With a girl.
Why not?
That's just creepy.
Do I sound creepy?
You sound like you sound.
Hi. Hi. Well, here we are, huh? I'm so glad to finally meet you.
I just was testing out some recordings of myself. To hear
like your dress.
Whether or not it was
really
the device
nice.
Or the way it was recorded or something.
Your laugh is contagious.
And then I would play it back.
Well, here we are, huh?
And it sounded fine.
I'm so glad to finally meet you.
I took the recording of the call between me and Erica and I loaded it in my computer and I wanted to analyze it. So I divided it up, took my side of the conversation and cut that out and separated the two.
Hi, Ben, it's Erica calling. Hi, I'm so sorry, I'm running just a little bit late.
Categories, subcategories, I just put all her questions in one file and then all of her statements in another file and then...
Do you not want to do this? We don't have to do this.
I mean, yeah, she was upset.
Yes, I see you.
She was also...
Hi.
Patient and...
Yeah, I am okay.
Sincere and genuine and authentic.
You know, I was really actually looking forward to this.
And I thought, well, what if I put something in there that I know is nice?
Well, here we are, huh?
Hi.
I'm so glad to finally meet you.
I'm really actually looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
It sounded great. So, I just for fun kind of expanded on that and...
Oh, these are for you. I know I didn't need to. I think you said these were your favorite, right?
Yeah, Phillips.
Yep, they're for you.
That was really unnecessary.
Well, you only get one first date.
Do you want to do this?
Again?
Yeah.
You want to set up a second date this early in our first date?
Yeah.
Why couldn't it have gone that way?
Whoa! You know, I remember being a lot better at ice skating.
Do you not want to do this? Because we don't have to do this.
You're just saying that because we're both unable to get back up.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What do you call that awesome move you were just attempting?
Walking down the street.
You really sold it with the whole falling hard on your butt thing. Are you okay? And the article said that like 90% of the world's oceans are unexplored. You know, and we think we know everything, but most of our knowledge is...
Really unnecessary.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Totally unnecessary. I mean, do you think that there are things that will always remain a mystery? What? Say it. What?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I know what the problem is. We're working with a limited supply of words here.
Let
me think. Okay, how's your steak? Good?
Sure.
Sure? Sure. Sure. I wish you could just say that it was awesome or succulent or terrible, like an old shoe.
Ben, I'm so sorry.
No, Erica, you... You need more words.
You don't have to do this.
Let me just get you some more words. Erica, hi, it's Ben.
Ben?
Yeah, we used to, we almost went out on a date.
Oh, Ben, yes, hi, Ben.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, me too. I'm just calling because I felt like, I just wanted to say that I felt bad about how things ended up and I wanted to apologize, so...
Oh.
Cool. I just, you know, I made you feel really upset, and I feel bad about that, so...
Don't worry about it. I wasn't that upset, so...
Well, then, I mean, you just walked away like that, so I just figured you're definitely upset.
Right. Well, I walked away. I was very upset because of earlier that night, my dog Tulip died.
Oh. So sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Sorry, but she didn't die that day, though.
What?
She didn't die that day. That's not what happened.
Yes, she did. She died.
Mm-hmm. Right, but, well, you just were coming from the vet, and you were just said that she was sick.
Okay,
and...
well, I think I remember when my dog died.
No, that's, well... It's wrong, because, I mean, I know what you said.
Are you kidding me?
No, I could play it back to you if you want, but,
what
I mean, it's...
You play it back to me?
Well, I recorded the call because,
You recorded our phone call?
Yeah, I just accidentally... It was an accident.
Oh, my God.
I recorded it, and I've listened to it a bunch of times, so I know exactly what you said.
So,
yeah, I know.
That's super creepy.
Well...
Wait, are you recording this phone call right now? Oh my God, what is your problem?
No, I'm not... You're... What is your problem? Because... Why would you say that your dog is just sick if she's dead? Or either that or you're lying now about your dog and I...
I lied, okay? I lied, Ben. Get over it.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry about your dog, too. I know that's
really... My dog is fine. She's not dead, okay? God.
I'm sorry. I don't understand because...
You want to know what happened, Ben?
Well, yeah.
I met someone else. The night before you and I were supposed to go out, I met this great guy, and we fell in love.
Yeah, you were like 40 minutes late.
You know what, it was a really weird night.
Yeah.
And I couldn't deal, and I wanted to see Derek.
Oh.
Okay, and I left.
Wait, so you planned to blow me off?
If that's what I did, then that's what I did.
How do you fall in love with someone in one night? Wait. Oh, no, my phone's gonna die. Can I call you right back?
Actually,
I'm gonna call you right back.
Hello?
Hey, we were talking and I had to,
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. I just needed to tell you something.
Sure.
It's over, Erica. No. Hey, come on now. No, we gave it a shot, you know, but the thing is, you're not real, and real you is right. This is super creepy.
It's super creepy.
Yeah. What the hell have I been doing?
I acted like a jerk, and I don't know. It's been like I'm trying to undo it or figure it out or something. And, I mean, the reality is I acted like a jerk because at that moment I was a jerk.
Don't worry about it. I wasn't that upset, so...
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Erica. Are you still there?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
The third and final segment, titled Terminally Blonde, from the episode Movie Mashup, is a conversation between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Reese Witherspoon, clipped together from Terminator 2 and Legally Blonde movie sound clips. I like this because it took two completely different movies and married them together to form a funny, succinct conversation. Another credit to good audio cutting.
Now listen to me very carefully.
What is this?
I'm a Terminator.
Excuse me, I have some shopping to do.
My mission is to protect you.
That's so cute.
Come with me if you want to live.
This is gonna be just like senior year, except for funner. Hi, I'm Elle Woods.
What's the dog's name?
This is Breezer Woods. And we're both Gemini vegetarians.
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Is this low viscosity rayon?
Negative. And mimetic polyalloy.
With a half-loop top stitching on the hem?
Of course. We have to get out of the city immediately.
And look, I brought sustenance.
Excellent.
I'm really glad I met you.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
And I'm a huge fan of yours.
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn.
I completely agree.
I have detailed files on human anatomy. Trust me.
Here's to us.
Get down.
Me? What is this?
Time to go.
No.
Now.
No, silly. I'm planning this great mixer. You totally have to help me.
Negative.
I'm thinking like a luau or maybe like casino night.
Negative.
What, like it's hard?
It's not a mission priority.
I'm never going to be good enough for you, am I?
It has to end here.
So you're breaking up with me?
Affirmative.
I'm seriously in love with you.
But it's something I can never do.
Call me if you're ever in California, okay?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. One last shout out to The Truth for producing these great segments, and an additional shout out to This American Life for bringing it to my attention. This concludes this episode of my shout-out podcast on another podcast that I really enjoy. Again, my name is Ayal Sagi, and please visit ayal.com, A-Y-A-L-L.com, to leave comments or send suggestions. Thanks again for listening.